Welcome to the Better Me podcast. I am your host, Jen, and just a friendly reminder, I'm merely a curious girl looking for a platform to chat, learn, and dish. Not a professional therapist or claim to be an expert. Also, in every episode, I can't assure you this is at all appropriate for children. So be aware of that when starting to listen. And with that, let's work on being a better me. Hi, and welcome to the Better Me podcast. This is Jen. Thank you so much for tuning in today. On today's episode, I am going to be talking about how to choose the right therapist and how to know if you have chosen the right one. Also, how to know if maybe your therapist is not a great fit for you. I think this is a really timely episode in that it seems like therapy comes up in just about every episode that we do. And, you know, it kind of is an open interpretation to like who is the right one for you and how do you know that? So I thought this would be a good one. And I thank you guys so much for listening. I thank you for subscribing. And if you haven't done that yet, please do so. I would really appreciate it. For those of you who are my supporters, I truly appreciate you and I thank you so much. So I'm going to take a quick break and when I come back, we will get into it today. Hi and welcome back to the Better Me podcast. This is your host, Jen, and if you are a new listener, I thank you for being here. If you're a regular listener, I thank you as well. And I wanted to mention, like, if there is somebody that you think would be interested in some of the topics that we discuss, if you could share the podcast, you know, I would love to grow my audience. And part of the way that we can do that is if somebody kind of shares it. So I would appreciate that very much. Today's episode, we're talking about choosing the right therapist. How do you know who to pick? How do you know who is a wrong pick? And there's a lot of different ways to kind of know who is the right one for you. And, you know, I think it's a really personal choice in that, you know, you kind of have to feel it out. And sometimes it may take more than, you know, one or two or even three to get, you know, a sense of like if these people are right for you. It's almost like choosing, you know, a new friend or something where you just kind of have a feeling like, okay, this person kind of clicks with me and gets me. And that may not happen the first time. So you kind of have to keep on, you know, looking. And one of the ways to choose somebody is obviously if you know someone who is seeing a therapist that they're crazy about, you know, getting a referral from somebody is probably the best way to start just because somebody has kind of already figured out that they're, you know, they're ethical, they don't raise any red flags, and, you know, possibly they could be a good fit for you too. Another thing that you definitely want to look into is that they specialize and are extremely educated in whatever it is that you're most needing in a therapist. You know, if it's somebody that you want to really specialize in relationships or attachment styles, or maybe you're looking for somebody who deals more in trauma and overcoming, you know, previous traumas. Maybe it's somebody, you know, just that specializes in that one area that is, you know, is the main reason why you're seeking therapy. So let's talk about the signs of a good therapist first. And we're also going to get into kind of some red flags of like what is not appropriate when it comes to a therapist. So some of the good signs would be that they actually listen to you. You feel like they're listening, they're understanding your words, they don't seem distracted, and they kind of come back and summarize what you say, and they also ask you for clarification if it's needed. You feel like they're actually like taking in what you're saying, and they're not thinking about, you know, something else, someone else, or like what they're going to be doing later. And that's really important that you feel like you're being heard. So that would be one. Another one would be that you feel validated. You know, the things that you say are being acknowledged, and you feel a sense of acceptance. You don't feel judgment or like a disapproval from them. You feel like they're more like unbiased. And validation is really important, you know, feeling like my feelings matter. And especially when it comes to, you know, your therapist, you should definitely be feeling like that. So another one would be that you feel like they want what's best for you. And sometimes that can be where, you know, because they want what is good for your specific issue, that they are referring you to another therapist if for some reason, you know, it's not working out between the two of you, or if it's something that is beyond their scope. And of course, that means that they want what is best for you. They want the treatment plan that's best for you. Another thing is that they're a strong communicator. They speak educated, you know, in a more educated way. They're easy to understand. They also communicate at your level. They're not kind of using, you know, all this like psychobabble where you don't understand what they're actually saying. And I can see where that would come in sometimes, you know, where they just use kind of their lingo. And it's the same in any job where, you know, you're using your professional language instead of actually communicating in a way that someone can understand. So that's really important. And if you don't understand, you know, communicating with them that they need to talk to you a little bit differently is, you know, maybe a good start. And possibly they're just someone that's not going to click with you, but they should overall be easy to understand. Also that they check in with you. They're asking you on a periodic basis how you think you're doing with therapy. Are you using the skills that you're talking about? Are you learning new ways to cope, and you're learning new tools to, you know, kind of use in your everyday life, and asking you how you feel about how your treatment is going. Do you feel like you're, you know, getting help? Do you feel like things are changing? Is there any adjustments that need to be made in order to do that? Those are things that they should be asking you. You know, are you feeling differently? Do you see any kind of change in your everyday life? That is a really important thing for them to kind of check in and find out. And we'll talk later about if you're not seeing any changes. So, you also view them as an ally. Not necessarily that they're your best friend, but that they, you know, you see them as someone who's kind of on your side and fighting for you. Definitely there's a line that can't be crossed when it comes to, you know, the relationship between a therapist and a patient, or a client. And, you know, getting too friendly is not okay, but you should feel like there's somebody who is like on your side. You should feel a certain bond that's more like based on trust, and you should feel a therapeutic alliance with that person. So that's important. Also, they earn your trust. One of the most important ingredients in the relationship with your therapist is that, you know, you actually trust them. It's vital for you to be honest and have open communication. It's vital to actually get real help from them, is to be able to trust them. So that is like key, super important to have like that, you know, really strong trust. And also, you know, you notice a change, a positive change in yourself. The length of time is going to be different depending on, you know, what your issues are. But, you know, within, I would say, a month or two, you should be seeing a certain amount of change. And, you know, they do say that it takes up to about like 15 or 20 sessions to actually resolve an issue. So, but you should be seeing those small little changes along the way, or things should pop in your head on a daily basis when you're dealing with your issues that, you know, are the tools that you're learning through your therapist. Also that they challenge you. They question irrational thinking patterns in a respectful way. They're doing it without guilt or shame or judgment, but they're actually like questioning you. They're giving you a little bit of a challenge, and that's very important that they can kind of question you and your thinking. So, and like I said, in a respectful way, that's, you know, you never want to feel like you're being shamed or, you know, feel guilty. So they also take a back seat. You are the main focus in your therapy, and some sharing from them is okay. But a minimum of personal experiences, and it should really only come into play when it behooves the situation. So maybe they have a personal story that will kind of help you get some clarity, and that is good. But otherwise, you know, the main focus should be on you most of the time, you know, a great portion of the time. They give you specific tools to do your own inner work. So they leave you with things to work on, you know, and deal with, you know, those certain tools that you think about during the week that, you know, you're definitely putting in the work. And because most of it is going to come through you, you know, you're the change, you're just using the tools. So, but they're giving you those tools. You also see the value in your work together. When you leave, you feel positive. They inspire confidence in you. They give you hope for change. That's really important. You shouldn't leave there not feeling good about yourself. So let's talk about what some of the red flags might be. So number one is going to be unethical behaviors. So some examples of that would be having dual relationships. Like, you shouldn't be related, you shouldn't be a friend, or you shouldn't have any kind of a close relationship with that person. They should not accept gifts from you. They should not overshare or become too friendly with you. And it's funny because I actually have a really close friend who just recently went through this. And originally she was in couples therapy. She and her partner were not doing well and they were split up. And so they started going separately. And this therapist got very comfortable and overly friendly with her partner, and was sending him texts and pictures, and, you know, at one point, like, suggested he bring a bottle of wine to their next session, and it just got very inappropriate. And that should never happen. Like, you should not feel like you could invite that person over for dinner. Like, they need to stay professional. So, yeah, that's definitely not going to work. And any kind of like relation or friendship to begin with, you can't see that person professionally. They also bypass confidentiality. That would be a red flag. So they need to inform you of the rules of confidentiality. So everything stays in office unless it is, you know, what you're telling them is a harm to yourself or others, or if they're abusing other people, or if there is a child being abused. Also, if there's a court ordered subpoena, those are the only times that things can sort of like leave the office. Otherwise, it is very important that they're being confidential. Another red flag is that they don't specialize in your issue, but they still take you as a client. Usually a therapist has a specialized training in a certain area, and a good therapist would refuse to see a client that is out of their scope and refer you elsewhere. So if they don't specialize in, you know, the help that you need, they should be referring you to someone who does. Another red flag would be that they overshare about themselves. So it should be, like I said before, it should be rare, and it should only benefit the client when they're sharing personal information or stories. Self-disclosure occasionally can be good because it feels like they actually like get it. However, it should be like really sporadic. They regularly leave you feeling worse after a session. They're not attentive, not helpful, judgmental. You just leave with an icky, terrible feeling, and it's not positive, and it doesn't feel like, you know, things are going to get better. And maybe you feel judged or uncomfortable. You should never feel that way when you leave a session. So that is a big red flag. You feel, like I said, you feel judged, shamed, or emotionally exposed. That is a huge red flag. Objectivity is necessary to remain client-centered, and they should not allow bias or judgments. They should not project their own attributes onto their client. So whether or not they believe in what you're saying, or it's part of their, you know, morals or whatever, they shouldn't actually project that onto you in any sort of way. If they continually ask you to repeat yourself or remind them of things that you've said in the past, that is a big red flag. They're clearly not listening to you. And, you know, a good therapist should be an active listener and be taking adequate notes. It's okay to, like, clarify and remind them of certain details, but they should be able to recall your previous sessions and be able to ask you follow-up questions about your previous sessions. And finally, you just don't feel right. You have an uneasy feeling. You have an overall negative feeling about your therapy experience. There's a lack of positive vibes, and maybe you just have a feeling of that you're not clicking, like your personalities are not clicking. So that would be a red flag, and that would be a reason to, you know, look elsewhere for a different therapist. So I thought these were really good. And honestly, if it's your first time looking for someone to talk to, you know, it can be a little daunting. There's a million therapists out there, and it's hard to know who to choose. You know, the one that I see, that we see, he came highly recommended to me, and it just so happened that he was a really good fit, and he's super professional, but I feel like he's really on my side. I feel like he's unbiased, and I just, you know, I feel that like good professional relationship with him. So, you know, you can definitely get a sense of that when you see someone. And if you guys are looking for maybe some online options for therapy, there are a lot of those. A couple would be BetterHelp is a good one. That's an app. There's another one called Talkspace. That's a really good one. And you can do those via phone, text, or video chat. If you get BetterHelp, you can get 20% off your first month with no code. And Talkspace, if you use the code SPACE, you get $100 off your first subscription. So if you want to kind of explore a more online option, those might be some good ones to give a try. So I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I hope this will kind of narrow it down for you and make that search a little bit easier. And if you're looking for therapy, I highly recommend it. I think it's awesome and it is great for everyone. So thank you so much, everyone. Don't forget to rate and review. 5 stars is amazing. And I thank you so much once again for tuning in. And we will talk soon. Thanks, guys. Bye.